Welcome to the SEO Video Show Knowledge Bomb Podcast, featuring your host, Paul Andre DeVera.
Welcome to another episode of the SEO Knowledge Bomb Podcast. Today, I'll summarize the key takeaways from my interview with Chris Palmer on the SEO Video Show, where we discussed strategies around using Web 2.0 sites for SEO. Chris got his start in SEO by working with travel clubs and the timeshare industry. This is where he first realized the money-making potential of SEO. His dad had also planted the seed earlier by showing Chris the basics of websites, titles, headers, etc. Regarding learning SEO, Chris attributes around 80-90% to trial and error and banging his head against the wall. He also underwent training and learned from people like Kyle Roof and Ted Kubaitis. However, the biggest growth came from constantly practicing and implementing. When asked about his favorite part of SEO, Chris talked about being able to see everything a business can see, their competition, traffic, and opportunities. He enjoys going in, turning the knobs, and having a big impact on clients. Chris runs a site called SEO Mastermind, which provides training and runs tests. He was inspired to start this after seeing the value of Kyle's testing group. Chris realized he could share the tests he was doing himself to help others and generate revenue. In terms of Web 2.0 sites, Chris describes these as authoritative websites you can control or gain some control over. They provide a way to build links safely without risk. You can also potentially drive referral traffic through Web 2.0 properties. Some examples of popular Web 2.0 sites are Zoho, Google Sites, WordPress, and Weebly. However, Chris emphasizes being selective in choosing sites based on which ones Google is rewarding for that particular SERP and keyword. For creating content on Web 2.0 sites, Chris recommends looking at the existing content on those sites that rank. He will often duplicate or spin that content while linking to his or her money sites. On keeping Web 2.0 content fresh, Chris says he usually publishes additional supporting content on those sites rather than updating the original content. The main strategy is to get links pointing at the Web 2.0 content to keep it ranking. Chris emphasized that Web 2.0 properties should never be the only off-page SEO tactic. Guest posts and other links must be built at scale along with Web 2.0. He sees Web 2.0 sites as another asset and part of an overall strategy. Some other key tips Chris provided. Tier link building involves linking to your own high-quality links to pass more authority. For real estate sites, build 500-600 links at a time and keep the site fresh with new content. Use the Google Indexing API to help with indexing new pages. Keyword research for Web 2.0 focuses on keywords your money site is targeting. Avoid going overboard with too many Web 2.0 properties. That summarizes all the key tips from the interview with Chris Palmer around utilizing Web 2.0 sites for SEO. Be sure to check out the full interview for more context and examples. Boost your SEO with Quora, the SEO software powerhouse measuring over 100,000 ranking factors. Get 25% off at seo.video/Quora. That's seo.video/Quora. And unlock precision content optimization tools with Page Optimizer Pro at seo.video/pop. That's seo.video/pop. Elevate your SEO game today.